Do you realize you have more security detail than there is law enforcement for about 15,000 people?
Yes, I do realize that.
That's Attorney General William Barr. There are roughly 6 village public safety officers in the Yukon-Kuskokwim Delta, an area roughly the size of Oregon. Western Alaska has a public safety crisis, one that's been there for decades. A recent Anchorage Daily News article highlighted just how bad it is. At one point this year, at least 1 in 3 rural Alaskan villages had no law enforcement. Western Alaska also has some of the highest rates of domestic violence and sexual assault in the nation, and ranks high in the number of murdered and missing Indigenous women. With Senator Lisa Murkowski by his side, the Attorney General made his first visit to the Yukon-Kuskokwim Delta.
You have to see it to understand it.
Barr says it's hard for him to imagine a, quote, more vulnerable population. And he says that even the bare minimum of basic safety is lacking in the YK Delta. Barr and Murkowski first visited Bethel's Tundra Women's Coalition last Friday, one of 2 women shelters in the region. Staff there told them that they were over capacity and struggling to make room for families coming in. Ina Marie Cheney, a shelter manager, says a case has to be pretty serious before the shelter can even consider it.
Right now we're screening on lethality cases.
And then Barr heard from the Association of Village Council Presidents about the public safety crisis and their ideas about fixing it. Reporters were not allowed in during that meeting. AVCP CEO Vivian Corthius told KYUK later that they presented Barr a plan to build 7 public safety centers in the region. Do you have hope that you will get the resources you guys need and the plan that you've laid out?
I hope so. That's our hope.
Then it was time to visit Nebuskiak. People lined the banks as the boats carrying Barr and Murkowski pulled to shore. The first stop was the jail. Nebuskiak has 2 tribal police officers and 2 village police officers. All of them are part-time. They work 1 week on and 1 week off. Nebuskiak used to have 2 state-trained village public safety officers, but they left.
Attorney General Barr, the U.S. Senator, Lisa Murkowski, Vivian...
Barr also visited the school. There, tribal president Stephen Maxey Jr. begged him to declare an emergency because of how many alcohol-related deaths happened in the village over the past 2 years.
The poor suffer the most, they hurt the most, and they don't talk the most. Because we're always overlooked and we're always put aside.
Barr says he sees that the criminal justice system isn't working for Alaska Native tribes. And as for the types of solutions...
Everything's on the table. I wouldn't rule out anything.
As Barr left Nebuskiak, I stopped to talk with a tribal police officer. His name is Harry Williams. He's been working for a couple of months, but...
Beginning of August, I'm moving to another job, maintenance specialist. Better job, better pay, benefits...
Barr has said he plans to return to the YK Delta. At an Anchorage meeting, he told leaders there that he would schedule a follow-up meeting. So far, no date has been set. Reporting in Bethel and Nebuskiak, I'm Christy Schallenberger.